Anthony Rapillo is a man who owns several restaurants across Raleigh and Cary, and he now is trying to help those who have lost their SNAP benefits. Overall, there are over 580,000 across the state impacted by SNAP benefits ending, and he is stepping up to do something about it, and Anthony joins us now. Anthony, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm fine. This is something that comes to you, this issue is a little bit personal for you because of your upbringing. You're a very young man, I might add, but to own so many restaurants at one time. But still, this is something that you can kind of relate to. How so?
Yeah, man. I think a lot of people can. I think that there might be like some sort of taboo around it. But I grew up, I have a brother and a sister. I was raised by a single mom in New York City. And at one point, you know, we were on food stamps. We had the same benefits that a lot of our community, obviously all around the country, are now kind of without, and they're all in limbo waiting for it. So I remember what it was like, and it wasn't anything, you know, we kind of took it for granted. Obviously we were young, but we also never missed meals, and, you know, we were able to go grocery shopping like everybody else, and, you know, we ate good food. So for that, you know, I guess obviously as a kid I took it for granted, but I'm sure a lot of adults did too. And now with that not being the case, you know, something that I kind of hit close to home and we were pretty worried about.
Yeah, and your mother, in fact, was a Cuban immigrant, and you've named your company after her, right?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, she passed away a long time ago. She passed away from colon cancer, unfortunately. Mm. We try to do what we can just to kind of keep her memory alive throughout the restaurant. So her name kind of appears in a bunch of stuff, right? We do like some pizzas after her at the pizza places and some pastas and specials at the pasta shop. So, you know, just try to say names out loud, man, to keep them, you know, kind of in your memory and at the forefront of things.
Now, you own several restaurants around town. One is V Pizza. There's Flower and Barrel and La Taquera. Am I pronouncing that correct?
It's La Taqueria.
La Taqueria.
It all works.
That's right. So, so what are you offering to SNAP recipients right now at those restaurants?
So basically how it works is you can come into each of the four food establishments. You could frequent them once a week. So at the two pizza places, there's one in Cary, there's one in Briar Creek. It's called V Pizza. We're about to open up one on Fayetteville Street. I don't know if we'll get there prior to SNAP benefits still being frozen, but that'll jump into it if it needs to be. So you get one large dinner-sized pizza at the pizza places, and then a Flower and Barrel, which is in downtown Raleigh. It's like a homemade pasta and bread shop. You'll get a family-sized portion to go of one of our homemade pastas. We'll kind of cycle those out every other day. And then at the taco shop, the tacos are pretty loaded, man. It's a street taco, but it's kind of, the portions are pretty big. So you get two tacos, and then you pick from a protein choice of beef or chicken. We just ask that you come in with some sort of either like your SNAP benefit card, and then obviously some sort of like photo ID, just so we can kind of keep track of people that are coming in. I mean, for us, we did it kind of quick. We weren't planning. It's not as if like we kind of knew this in our head for like weeks or so. So when Monday hit, honestly, Monday morning, we were all just kind of praying, like, man, there's no way this thing won't be real. Like, they're not going to go through with this, but I'm sure there'll be some type of announcement at 9 o'clock that, hey, these benefits will actually get released. So then when they didn't, we didn't really have time to kind of crunch the numbers and see, like, hey, well, what are we kind of allowed to give away every day without kind of, you know, affecting, you know, I mean, it's not like we're rich, right? These are, you know, little privately owned, like, little restaurants, right? So it was, hey, what can we kind of give away? So since we really weren't able to crunch those numbers, we're just trying to keep track of it as best as we can and then kind of regroup every couple of weeks and see what that looks like. But, yeah, man, those are the offerings. And, you know, so just from our brand, you can come in. We'll cover 4 days a week of it. And then hopefully, that won't have to last too long. But if it does, we'll be able to keep it going. So.
Have other restaurants around the area? I know you would like to see other restaurants make the same offer to people. Have some people taken you up on that offer, some restaurants?
Man, as of a couple hours ago, no. Which is fine. I mean, look, man, the last thing that I want to do is pretend that like I can put myself in other people's shoes. I think that part of me is, you know, just wants to do it just because, one, I mean, it is what it is, right? Like, we only cover 4 days out of the week. And two, it's obviously, it's not a zero-sum game, right? Where, like, you know, there's been good feedback from our regulars that are pretty excited about it. There is a way to grow from it. You're still putting your food in the mouths of new customers. The SNAP thing will not last forever, and obviously, you know, people's kind of livelihoods and financial situations, they can change pretty quick. So for us, what we're doing is paying it forward. We obviously expect that there will be some long term kind of a give back from it, right? So maybe one day we've just picked up a lot of customers. So what we say to other businesses is if you're able to do it, obviously if you have some type of food like we do, you know, where food costs can be a little bit lower and then your barrier of entry is pretty low, then we just suggest you do it, man. Our staff loves it. You know, they love nothing more. They've really embraced it. We have a lot of cool new people coming in and they're telling us a little bit about their story and we're telling them ours. So you feel good doing it. I'm sure, you know, like steakhouses aren't going to be able to probably do something like this just because, you know, we're not giving away fillets or anything. But if you're able to, it's been great for us, and we feel really positive about it. So hopefully we'll kind of see over the next couple of days that more businesses kind of were smarter than us and crunched those numbers beforehand, and they realized that it was something that they could do as well.
Anthony Rapillo doing a wonderful thing to help people around the area. Anthony, great talking to you for the first time here on the program. Really appreciate it. Good luck with this program, and hopefully more people will pick it up here as hopefully the shutdown ends soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, yes, sir, man. Thank you so much. Have a great day. God bless.